Welcome to Sister Slice Entertainment Showcase. Today we have three beautiful authors joining us. We have Michelle, Candace, and Cassandra joining us. Ladies, welcome to the showcase.
Thank you
so much for having
us. Thank you.
So the first novel that I want to talk about, tell me about Mama Bee, Michelle.
Well, thank you so much again for having us. Mama Bee is actually on its sixth book right now. And Mama Bee is she started off as a 72-year-old, just wise, witty, fun Southern belle who loves the Lord. And the Lord always brings people into her life who need help. And she's just trying to be retired and relaxed. And that is, I don't know that that's even on God's agenda, that we would have days where he's not using us. So that is who Mama Bee is.
Okay. So what was the inspiration behind the series? Because you know, this is a series, Mama Bee.
Right. I have a lot of wonderful older women in my life, starting with my own grandmother. And they just have so much wisdom to share with us and I don't know that we necessarily even take time to draw from that. There's just so much so much foolishness that we would avoid if we would listen to, first of all, the word, but second of all, those examples of people who have already been down that road can tell you, honey, that's a dead end, you know. And if we would just listen to them, we wouldn't have to learn things the hard way. So Mama Bee comes along to help people in whatever situation. Well, actually, they come to her. She's not trying to do all that, but the Lord continues to bring her people to serve. I like her example of serving as well. I think our community, our culture today is very much find out who can help you as opposed to who can you help. And so Mama Bee is an example of that as well.
Oh, great. Sounds very good. So,
thank you.
Candace, tell me about the novel, Practice What You Praise.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much for having me, first of all. And I tell you what, in Practice What You Praise, we sure could have used some of Mama Bee's advice in there. We needed her in there. Practice What You Praise is about a young lady, 16 years old, by the name of JoJo. And JoJo is a member of the Praise Dance ministry at her church. She got pregnant. And as a teenage mom, she's ready to come back and to the dance ministry. And now the church is divided on whether or not she should be able to participate in the ministry because of her past. And so the question is, who gives you the right to praise?
Okay. So what was the inspiration behind the title that you chose?
The title comes, it's a play off of Practice What You Preach, because it's so easy to practice what you preach. But can you practice what you praise? Do you really believe in the songs that the choir is singing? Do you really believe what you're dancing to? Do you really believe what's going on the platform and behind the pulpit?
Okay. Sounds good. So Cassandra and Michelle, can you both elaborate on Blended Blessings, a collaboration that the two of you have done?
Certainly. I'll let Cassandra start off on that one.
Okay. Well, thank you for having us. I truly appreciate it. Blended Blessings was birthed at McDonald's. Michelle and I met at McDonald's and was talking about collaborating, and we came up with the story about a woman who had been married three times. Her husband's been married twice, and just some of the issues that go along when you try to blend your families. I have a blended family, so I know some of the highs and lows, the ups and downs that you go through when you're trying to blend families. And so we just kind of took it and ran with it, and it's just been really great. We have a series. It's three books, A New Beginning. Through it all, and Peace of Mind. And it's just been a blessing to so many people. And I really enjoy the fact that we were real in the story. We talked about real life issues that really happened. Some of the things that a lot of people don't like to discuss, we talked about. You know, what if I don't like your mother, my mother-in-law? What if your kids or out of order, you know, just discipline, mm-hmm. things like that that are sensitive subjects at times to talk about. And so we collaborated with that, and it's been really great. The series is doing wonderful. It really is.
Okay. All right. Michelle?
Mm-hmm. I grew up in a blended family, so, you know, I was able to bring that experience to bear upon the work itself. But aside from that, I've had the pleasure of teaching many wives at local events and even online, and I'm finding that a lot of believers who are maybe in a second or third marriage still feel lost about what is supposed to be happening in a marriage. And the main character mm-hmm. in this book is Angelia, and she's come to this conclusion that if the Lord doesn't intervene, if she doesn't surrender her life to him, she will be soon looking for husband number four. So at some point, mm-hmm. you come to that conclusion where let me just work on me first. And then mm-hmm. the other stuff, let's see how that impacts the relationship, and that may be the thing that turns it around.
Okay. Okay. Right. So would you say both of your lives experiences and the fact that you come from a blended family inspired the title, Blended Blessings?
How did we get that title, Cassandra? We've just sitting there. It came to us.
The title just came to us. God just gave us that title because we were trying to think of something. And mm-hmm. then it was like, I said, well, they're blended. And then I said, oh, that's a blessing, blended blessings. And we just kind of ran with it.
Right. That's exactly how it happened.
That's exactly how it happened. And also in this book, we have a character that's like Mama B, Miss Arlene, which is mm-hmm. why Angelia actually decided that she needed to give her life to Christ and live the life that he had called her to live and not the life that she thought that she was supposed to live.
Okay, okay. These sound so good. I'm going to have to ask y'all for my reading list.
Thank you.
We appreciate it.
Most definitely.
So, Michelle, tell me about Stuck on You. Because you are busy. You are a busy writer. I love that.
I am. I love writing. God is just so good and gracious in all that he does. Can I say something real quickly about Candace's book, though? In her book, when the main character, who has already repented before the Lord, kind of, sort of, comes back to this praise team, I do think that what she's hitting on is so big in our church. And whether or not we can look past a person's past and say, you know what, this person has done this thing or whatever, but the Lord can use anybody. Who gives whom the right to praise him? I think the issue just becomes, do you have the right to praise him in a sanctuary? I don't know. But whose sanctuary is it,
Right.
So that was a very intriguing idea to me because I think it's important that we think about, are we doing things the way God would do them in church?
Right. That's a good question. That is a really good question. Absolutely. Okay.
So I just want to say that. But okay. What's Stuck on You is my first, it's a series, the first book in a series. I don't know how many books there are going to be in a series. I know people know. People know. Some people know how many books they're going to have. I don't know. I just, as my grandma said, I just be writing. I be writing. But Stuck on You is a romance about a man and a woman named Tiffany and Braxton who were kind of getting something going back when they were in college, but then he made a decision that kind of made her run away from him. So years and years later, they meet back up again, and they're both vying for the same position at a company. So they're kind of competing against one another, and they're both pretty competitive. So all of that kind of – they kind of have both two different memories of what happened in the past. He thinks this is what happened, and she thinks this is what happened, and so they just kind of disagree. But they're both believers, and that is one of the things that keeps them kind of on this path to get to know one another again as who they are as adults in Christ.
Okay. So what inspired that title?
Cassandra McLaughlin.
Okay.
Cassandra and I talk a lot about books and book covers and that kind of thing. So I knew I wanted a song title because people are loyal to songs.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have several of them that are all songs that people remember from back in the day that I hope will just kind of get them in the mood to read through a responsible romance, because I don't write romance. I work with too many wives to write books that are not even close to real.
Right.
Too many wives who are caught up in the fantasy of what it means to be in love. And so when I write a romance book, it really is primarily about the romance that we have with the Lord. And he's the greatest wooer that there ever was. And
then the
human relationship is secondary to it.
Okay. Well, let me ask you ladies a question that's not on the list. Tell me, who are your favorite authors that you're reading? And name three, and anyone can start.
Well, I'll go first. Of course, Michelle is at the top of my list because I read all of her novels. I also read Kim Cash Tate. I absolutely love her work.
Okay.
Also read Kimberly Lawson Roby. I am a huge fan of her in the Curtis Black series. I keep up with her. I mean, the list goes on and on. I have so many that I read. I'm an avid reader. I love to read books. And those are just a few of my favorites.
Okay. And one of my favorites is in there, Kimberly Lawson Roby. I love her.
Yeah.
I enjoy reading Tiffany Warren. I love Victoria Christopher Murray. And actually, Michelle is one of my favorites as well, which is why I was inspired to work with her as well.
Well, and here's the funny thing about me. I appreciate that. I really do, because I just be writing, I'm telling you. But I enjoy everybody that's been named already. I think the only two that I would add, J. California Cooper, although she has gone on to be with the Lord, she was one of the very first writers that I read who I like that. I really like historical fiction. I'm too lazy to write it, but I really like it. And so I love her work. Of course, Kim Cash Tate was mentioned. The two ladies on the other on this line, of course, I read their work as well. I don't read as much fiction as I do nonfiction, though.
Mm-hmm.
So
okay.
I'm big on nonfiction. I don't know if that's bad. I like a good nonfiction book, because then I take the lesson that I learned in that nonfiction book and put it into
novel.
Fiction.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I like that. And you know, just about every author that I've talked to, every author reads. And I've only talked to one author who said she doesn't read. I'm like, well, how are you writing? So that's why I always ask that question, who are you guys reading? Also kind of give our audience like some additional readers that they can probably go out there and pick up, you know.
Right. There's a
sometimes,
lot
you know,
available.
Some of these names, I'm going, I never heard of her. Let me go pull her up.
Yeah. There's quite a few really good authors, so there's much to choose from.
Okay. So, ladies, tell me, how can our audience learn more about you and find you on social media? And, Michelle, you can go ahead and start.
Certainly. My website is michellestimson.com, michellestimson.com. And I pretty much a lot of, it's really a blog, so I keep that, you know, a list of what my latest books are and whatever goofy stuff I'm doing right now, cleaning out my house and all just kind of goofy stuff. On Facebook, the Michelle Stimson fan page is available. I would love to get some fans there. And on Twitter, it is Stimson Tweets. That's the handle, Stimson Tweets.
Okay. Cassandra?
I have my website, CassandraMcLaughlin.com. It's CassandraMcLaughlin.com. And I also have a Cassandra McLaughlin fan page on Facebook. as well.
Okay. Candace, you're up next.
All right. Well, I actually have a website, ordered, like you ordered a pizza, ordersetsproductions.com. And then you can also find me on Facebook under Candace Y. Johnson, author.
Okay. Well, ladies, thank you so much for sitting down with me today for our showcase. I will find you all on Facebook and Twitter add you and also like your pages, your fan pages, and I'll also share your fan pages across my social media platforms so that our audience can check you out. It was truly a pleasure talking to you all today.
Thank you, Latrice. We appreciate you.
Thank you so much for having us.
Oh, you're so welcome. Have a good day, ladies.
Okay, all right,
you too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.